It's your podcast.
But you're the podcast guy.
Yeah, but I'm not going to intro somebody else's podcast. That's just rude, Jeff.
Okay. Anyway, so this is the first edition of our beer podcast.
Jeff and Justin Talk Beer.
Yeah, we're probably the biggest nerds here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to introduce yourself?
Hey, Justin.
Beer.
Justin Beer.
Justin Beer. Justin. Yeah. Justin Butler.
Is this like the Ramones? Everybody's last name is Beer.
It's Beer. I like it.
We can go with that. I'm okay with that.
I guess that means I'm Chris Beer.
You're Chris Beer.
Chris Beer.
And also we have...
I'm Joe Beer.
Joe Beer.
Joe Beer.
It's almost like Joe Bear.
Joe Bear Beer.
Yeah.
Bear Beer?
Bear Beer?
Beer with
me. We can make that.
Bear Beer.
Beer Beer.
Beer.
Everywhere.
You're the beer. that could work. It's got a ring to it. What do we,
There's a segue in there somewhere.
Yes.
Not the vehicle.
So we're going to talk about beer.
What are we drinking? I'm drinking Jeff's cider.
Yeah, I made a cider. It was an actual kit, but
I
cheated.
Kit.
No, dude. Do you like it?
I do.
So
get your condescension out of here. It tastes good. Drink it. It's delicious.
Joe's drinking water.
No, that's not mine.
Oh.
And it's actually vodka. It's potato water.
It's,
but
Everclear.
I'm not drinking anything.
That's Everclear?
All right.
That's
so...
No, but that would be poorly. It's going to be a very early Independence Day for somebody.
Freedom.
Hey, let's start light.
Okay.
Oh,
so.
Do I need to finish this?
One of our buddies
yes.
works at Miller Coors. And he he texted me a couple weeks ago and was like, hey, I got a present for you.
He drunk texted me and said, hey, come to the shop. I have something for you. Get over here. I said, I'm at work. And he said, get over here.
It doesn't matter.
I said, I can't. I'm at work. He said, get over here.
What did he say?
Get over here. Not like Mortal Kombat style. Not like, get over here. But
Jeff.
He was still pretty aggressive.
Finish it.
Finish it? Okay.
Finish it.
Everybody loves a good job.
So what we have here is the...
Everybody loves a
Saint
good job.
Stephanus.
Saint Stephanus.
I want to get to the bottom of this jobby thing.
Oh, background story. We didn't record it, but previously we were talking about a beer that we have at work, which...
Oh my god, it gets weirder. It gets weirder.
How?
Urban Dictionary. Scottish word means to poo or to generally do something.
How are those two?
So
how
it
are
means
those two the same thing?
It means to take a shit.
Or do something else.
Or be a naked chick on a beach.
Or to do something.
Or to do something. I think it's like, I'm guessing that it's like, jobby is like to take a shit, but like colloquially it means like to do something. Like, oh, what are you doing? Like, oh, I'm just farting around.
Or to show my boobs on a beach.
Or show my boobs on a beach.
It's all boobs on beaches.
It's beach
boobs. Yeah, so we have a beer at work called the Ride Jobby, which... No
auto workers call themselves jobbies.
I got a hand jobby one.
Keep calm and be a jobby.
And be a jobby.
Naked girl on the beach, I suppose.
Huh. Wow, this is...
After you, sir.
Well, no,
this is bizarre. Oh, I need to finish mine.
So, yeah, our friend works at Miller Coors, and he came across...
For these guys?
Yeah.
You're good. Keep talking.
He came across a pallet of this Saint Stephanus, which is in a 750, and it actually sat in the warehouse for 2 years, almost 3 years, and the recommended aging on it is 18 months, so there's like a little chart on here that shows like fresh and fruity to complex and aromatic.
Jobby Nooner.
To you, sir.
Is the topless woman.
Ooh. Jobby Nooner.
I'm getting closer
to...
Oh,
there's actually... I looked up beer jobby, and the Nooner from Sierra Nevada comes up.
Now, this is talking about auto workers again.
But look up the Nooner from Sierra Nevada. Put jobby beer, and Nooner comes up.
Here we are, sir.
Sierra Nevada.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
Surf, beer, and manly bear hugs.
That's weird.
This is kind of like... I'm done. This is making me uncomfortable. There's nothing specifically
Does anybody in here need to take a good shit at some point today?
Oh. Good jobby?
Oh, is there...
Yes, because we've got a pretty healthy amount. Bottle conditioned, Belgian blonde. A lot X-lax. Of yeast left in the bottom. It'll clear the pipes. So, whoever needs to drop a good one, I got you. Anybody?
No, we're good.
I'm good.
Any takers?
So, if you'd like to try...
Oh, we're taking a... We got cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
To a good jobby.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, that smells good, too. What is this?
St. Stephanus. It's a Belgian blonde. Mm. Should be really complex. Mm. So,
The most intricate blonde that I've ever had.
They have a store that the employees can buy the beer from.
Yeah.
And a case of that, which is 12, was... $11.
What? Are you kidding me? This is in a bomber for everybody who can't see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it's almost like a wine bottle.
$750
actually from Belgium.
So it is a wine bottle basically.
Yeah, it is a it's not a Trappist beer, but it is a monastic brewery. It's an abbey ale. So it is brewed by monks.
Oh wow.
7% ABV. Great, like Nice head on top. You smell it.
Very
get
golden.
A lot of those.
What kind of... This is a weird question. What religion of monks brew beer?
You did a
presentation. Yes, so that is Catholic, actually.
Okay.
They are part of the... So, like, this portion that I know is, like, Trappist breweries. They are...
I've just always thought
I just remember the beer you brought was really good.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to be doing another one.
It's always seemed weird to me that beer is brewed by, like, a religious institution.
Yeah, these guys, like, if you watch them, like, in the act, though, like, everything about their life is, like, including producing the beer. So that, like, the backstory with that is it goes back to when beer was a staple in everywhere because the water was not safe to drink. But brewing naturally... helps make the water drinkable. It just so happens that it actually tastes really good, and there's alcohol in it, which contributes to it being safe. Yeah. So these monasteries would be brewing beer because they had to, so that they would have something to drink, something to provide sustenance, and they would, different passersby, if they were, you know, traveling on the road, they knew that they could stop at a
monastery,
they knew that the monastery by their nature would provide food, would provide shelter, and provide beer. Later on, they needed to actually pay
the rent.
Why does
that not happen still? Homeless shelters need to just have
like have some
soup,
something that they
beer.
Have
the
something,
Catholic Church you should have
something that they make. So like this is actually how the monastery pays the bills.
Okay.
They
give to charity as well.
Yes. Yeah, so what happens is a monastery will produce enough beer to keep themselves afloat. They will only keep enough funds to actually pay their bills and make sure that they can stay open. And whatever else that they make on top of that will then go to the local community to like assist in like public works projects or like providing for people that can't necessarily provide for themselves. The only caveat to that.
Yeah, beer.
The only caveat to that is that they can only produce enough beer to where the act of producing it does not impede upon their ability to serve God 100%.
Okay.
So, like, they can't get to the point where they're brewing so much that the focus becomes...
Brewing
and not service to the community.
Right.
And therefore, service to God.
Do they drink?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Only in moderation, only in a amount that would not intoxicate them in any regard. So, like, for instance, the brewery that I brought to class, do you remember their
brewery
name?
It's up in Massachusetts.
Yeah,
that's all I remember.
It's the first recognized Trappist brewery in the U.S. There's only 13 Trappist breweries in the world, and they're the only one that's in the United States. The beer that they brew there is actually a beer that would typically not go out, or atypically, I guess, would but would typically not go out to the people. It would only be brewed for the monks themselves, and it's like an actual, it's their table beer. It's something that they would have with dinner or have some, like, at the very end of their last service of the day,
like
after
a
long, hard day.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. And
Spencer.
Spencer Brewing up in Massachusetts. But like all of their brewing is done sustainably, and all of their like excess profits, apart from what they need to keep them afloat, they all go out to cultivate the land surrounding them so that they can support local agriculture. They actually have local farmers that come in and cultivate that land, use that land to produce food, fruits, vegetables, cattle, so on and so forth, mm-hmm. that go out to the local community.
Yeah.
And they don't make anything off of that.
So
it's
how,
just as a service.
How
to
modern
the
is their brewing techniques?
Super.
That's kind of a difficult question, because the concept of what they're doing goes back centuries. But they take the basic concepts and then they update them with modern technology. So they have, you know, like, basically what they're doing, the brewing process hasn't changed in thousands of years,
right.
but they have the technology
they
to make
like
sure
stainless
that...
stainless steel tanks.
Yes, to the and like a micro lab that would rival most pharmaceutical industries.
Right.
I mean, like,
oh,
it's,
wow.
So imagine,
it's
like, the cleanest brewery.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's...
cleaner than that.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
It's insane. Really recommend going on to Spencer's website. Just Google Spencer Brewery or Spencer Trappist Brewery. And they actually have a full video on there where you can see the monks actually doing what they do, brewing. I will tell you, it's the most boring fucking video. It's 10 minutes, and they don't say a word. There's probably 10 words spoken in the entire 10-minute period, because everything is done in, like, a quiet rumination on God. They don't speak at all unless they absolutely have to.
That's crazy.
So it's interesting. The dedication and the level of commitment that they have is unbelievable, but it makes for a really difficult 10-minute video. But their beer is fantastic.
Yeah,
their beer is really
good.
This is
definitely...
As is the St. Stephanus.
This is definitely the most complex blind that I've ever had.
It's really good.
Mm. It's delicious.
Most of the time you think of a blind being just like...
kind of plain,
like,
Jane.
Sessionable, really accessible.
Yeah.
This is like, it's almost kind of...
It's heavier than I was
expecting. Maybe like...
It is, it's a little higher grab.
Yeah, you get
it's
the little
higher
grab.
Gravity,
yeah.
It's like 7% ABV, which is...
high for a blonde.
Yeah,
this week's sponsor is Uber. That'd be nice. That'd be awesome.
If we could make that happen, that would be incredible. Do you hear that, Uber? Do you hear that?
I'm talking to you. Last time we tried that with Sprint, it didn't go so well.
Wow.
They send you a cease and desist letter or something?
No,
don't do that
shit
again.
We had a lot of grievances to air with Sprint, and so we aired up on Neighbor Redacted podcast. Me and Jeff were both on there. And then I guess it seemed very coincidental, because we called them out twice on the podcast, and then, like, the Sprint network just, like, went down in Greensboro. But apparently that's when they were upgrading to 4G, so all the infrastructure was down for the upgrade. But it was really funny, because we were just putting them on blast week after week on the podcast, and every time we did, our reception got a little worse.
But then it got better.
But then it ultimately
got better. Yeah.
It did. Until, I haven't had 4G in weeks.
And you still have Sprint?
Yeah.
I abandoned ship.
I know you do.
8.9. Blondes will do that to you.
It's good. Mm. So, Justin, how are you liking Natty Greens now?
Man.
Justin started at Natty Greens on Tuesday.
Did you? Are you working at the bunker as well?
Yeah. It's fucking brutal. They work you. They work you.
It's all beer, though.
It is. I mean, I love it. It's definitely a fulfilling job, but man, it's
tough
shit.
Yeah.
I came from working at a pharmacy and working at a hospital, and that's difficult in its own regard, but this is just physically grueling work.
It's very demanding.
Yeah. Yeah. But the shift beers are pretty
good.
Yeah. There are some compensatory measures there. You know, there are some trade-offs that work out pretty well. I get to try some Get to try some fresh beers straight off the line, nice. Making sure that everything is up to spec, or at least that's what I tell myself. Everyone watching me. Yeah, just sipping this, got to make sure that it still tastes like beer.
It's like bartenders taking shots. Did I mix this right? Oh,
yep, mix it right.
Yep.
Spot on. Let me see if I can duplicate this. I've nailed it again.
Pour too many this time, huh?
God damn it. Numbers are hard.
Why?
Especially when you're drunk.
Yeah. I thought you said five shots.
Oops, I poured too many. I guess I'll have to drink them.
Shoot. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, so I pulled him. First day, he got to do one of the cushiest jobs on the bottling line. Except it wasn't cushy that day.
Oh, that was my third day. The labeler. I could see where it might potentially be cushy if everything...
The labeler seems like either the easiest job, if everything works right.
Or the most...
The most fucked up,
to eat a gun right now job. And Wednesday was a eat a gun day.
Were the labels just coming off wrong? Or
It's like...
Anytime you have adhesive, it can go terribly wrong.
It's like a carousel, they call it.
Okay.
And they have little metal...
Plates.
Yeah.
That will grab...
They hit the glue.
It's not even a sticker.
Okay.
So it hits a glue drum, picks up glue off there, and then it'll pick up a front label,
mm-hmm.
and then that will go around, and then there's little picker fingers on another drum, on another like carousel, that will pick that up, and then
some
that will
Mr.
go
Rogers
on to the...
Shit,
dude, this thing
ridiculous.
Is old, and it's German.
Oh, you got... Oh, nice.
I've got a video
He's got
of
a
it.
Video.
I've got a video of it, actually.
But it kept missing, like... We actually, I think we bought new labels from somebody else, or they cut them differently.
Right,
so if
the variance was off?
If it's slightly off, like a millimeter, it will throw the whole machine up.
Because it's just like trying to put an adhesive on the whole thing, and it's just like spraying
it's,
it over the
It's grabbing
top,
it at the wrong point. Supposed to, it was hitting it at
Is
the
that
wrong
why you get labels that are like kind of like wrinkled up and weird sometimes?
Yes. Well, and that comes from like, also like setting it down in the package. As you're setting it in the package,
yeah, if it's not
then safe. Like the side of that, the side of this will actually get caught on the cardboard.
Okay.
So viewers can't see this, but you see how that gap is that big? And that was that big?
Yeah.
It was because it was catching it. It's either because it's catching too early
or
the glue is too wet.
And
when
slides.
When it pushes it.
That's not
slides.
So bad, though. I've seen them much more fucked up than that.
Yeah
and you wouldn't even notice it
unless somebody pointed
you
it out.
There.
Yeah.
Unless
you know what's
a
little
bit. I'm
gonna
be so fucking OCD now. Why did you do that to
me? I'm not even gonna pay attention.
This one's painted, so that's a little different.
Yeah, that's totally painted. But it looks
I wish we did the whole sticker thing like Foothills does. It'd be so much easier.
Do they just have actual like vinyl stickers that they put on them?
It's just like a machine that just, It's have a giant roll and just.
Yeah. This is probably more good. I can see the adhesive being cheaper, though.
Foothills is good stuff.
Yeah, man.
Foothills
has
very
some,
good.
Oh, fan. Definitely a fan.
They're,
I like Natty's. I appreciate Natty's, but.
I think Natty's has a lot of really, really good beers, and I think that they're continuing to kind of push the envelope with what they do.
I think some of it's a culture thing between Greensboro and Winston,
yeah.
because Greensboro is so much more blue-collar, and Natty's has very much blue-collar beers, I think, you know.
But I don't think a lot of people actually experience, like, the good beer that we have. Like, the core four is fine.
I agree with that.
Like, I really like Southern. Like,
yeah.
That's probably my favorite.
I mean, everybody who goes there just orders a buckshot.
Yeah. But if you go to, like, the pub or the bunker, like, we always have crazy,
and you get the
beers.
You try the one-offs that they have, like the Taco Pale or the Cerveza del Sur. It's a pale ale that's spiced with, like, every taco seasoning, lime, cilantro, chili powder. I mean, it literally smells and tastes...
It tastes like a taco.
It tastes like a taco. I mean,
I love that.
It's very, very, very bizarre. But
never had a taco.
It's the most. It's the most interesting beer that I think I've ever
had. I told Jeff, I want a Dorito beer.
A Dorito beer.
Yeah,
It would be interesting.
It might just be me, but I just always have felt like Foothills had a lot more of a marketing scheme than Natty's does.
Foothills is also the biggest brewery in the state of North Carolina, though.
Yeah.
Their production they have the largest scale production in the state of North Carolina. So they, like, I guess those two things are kind of, it's sort of a catch-22. Which one came first? The marketing scheme or
smart marketing?
And
or,
therefore they grew their market,
or
their market was so large, and therefore they can afford the better marketing.
Yeah.
It's kind of a, you know, which one's causation versus correlation, I guess. But they're
Although the names of their beers and stuff are usually kind of witty and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I think it's sort of, I think the marketing is sort of part of the core of their...
It really is. It gets
like,
people in.
Yeah.
Sexual chocolate!
Yeah.
It brings in
a
certain dynamic.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's absolutely a gimmick. Don't get me wrong. It's absolutely a gimmick. But it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People
line
up
for that beer.
All that Natty Greens has to do the same thing that Foothills did in terms of making a beer, talking it up, just build this beer up, and then
create artificial
and
demand.
Then
just wait
just
till September
with the sour.
When
we
release
sour?
The sour, people will be lined up
yeah.
at the bunker.
Yeah, but they, I mean, sours though, that like a sour is such a niche market, and even in the beer industry, the people that enjoy sours are gonna, yeah, they'll gravitate to that. But something that's a little more accessible, something that people are a little more used to, like a stout. The sours are great, but a lot of people that are just kind of new in the beer drinking,
yeah.
you know, into craft beer, something like a sour beer, people are like, that sounds fucking terrible. It sounds like you brewed it wrong. It doesn't
yeah.
sound like you did something
Absolutely,
right. It sounds
yeah.
like you fucked up
it
somewhere.
It sounds awful.
So, but you have something that's like, oh, well, this is a imperial stout. So it's A, you've got people's attention with it's imperial. It's high gravity. They know that it's going to get them fucked up.
It's
right.
And
stout.
Then it's got chocolate. It's got coffee. People hear those things. They're like,
oh,
that sounds
great.
That
Delicious.
Sounds.
It's probably.
It's got chocolate. It's got coffee.
I think
it'll fuck me up. I want
yeah.
that.
And
then.
And then you drink it. It's just super rich and heavy.
Yeah. And the fact that it's so limited. It's difficult to come by.
That's
like,
artificial
that,
demand.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, any of these, like, really, 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 like, you know, white whale beers. So, like, Heady Topper,
mm-hmm.
Pliny the Elder, something like that. They've created the demand. The beer is great. Don't get me wrong. The beer is fantastic.
But you just talk it up
but,
and don't make enough.
Yeah, it's yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you just
exactly.
You say, like, we're going to make the best beer in the entire world. And we're only going to brew 50 bottles. And we're going to go fucking crazy over it. And it's going to get people in your brewery, and people are going to come in
and
looking for that.
And as long as it's at least, like,
have you had
decent?
A Heady Topper?
Oh, I shared it with him. Yeah, I had his.
Oh,
it's,
man.
Lived
up to the hype. It was fantastic.
It's an awesome beer.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It.
It's fantastic. Pliny, like, Pliny the Elder was it was good, but there are other IPAs that I've had
that
blow it out of the water. That
you need to try that one right there that's in there.
The Sunshine?
It's really good, dude.
We can drink the Sunshine.
Okay.
We got to drink a little Freedom from America.
Yeah.
I feel like this should be one of the last ones because this is pretty fucking
okay.
Hobby.
It's a palate wrecker.
So what's up there? I think we're are we to that point?
I'm already there.
Right, I wish we had another. I'm asking to for my wedding. I'm asking Cecily's grandfather to bring me down some more Heady Topper.
Yes,
Joey D.
See,
down with Hitler, buddy.
Down with Hitler.
What would you guys like to do? When do you want to do this guy?
Sure, podcast.
That's a lot heavier than
okay,
I was anticipating.
This is
yeah.
one.
Really good.
This is one Justin and I brewed.
But it's,
are we still using the
Snickers? It is
yeah.
a
You'll
smidge.
Need it for that.
What's up?
You'll need it for the next one.
Okay.
So this is one. This is the first collaboration that Justin and I did.
So oh, this is you guys.
This
yeah.
is ours. This is
okay.
our homebrew.
So we need to talk about the process a little bit, too.
We can totally talk about that.
This is a...
I think you're a little far away.
Probably, yeah. I can really see that if you want to talk.
Okay, so... I met Justin. I met you in July last year.
Dude, longer than that. We've known each other for a couple of years.
Oh, maybe it's longer than that.
It's been at least
oh,
2 years.
Oh, before I even moved here. So
yeah.
it's been over a year.
Yeah, I met you right before you
moved
here. Like maybe
May.
A month, maybe 2 months before you moved into here.
May or June?
Yeah.
So yeah, the first time I know Justin through his wife, Amanda. We went to college together. And I randomly saw that they were brewing.
What? That
I had the
Joe's.
Noda.
Mm-hmm. I got
you
brew.
Had the Noda. You had this one?
Yes.
Oh, I almost. So I randomly saw on Facebook that they were starting to brew beer. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And I, you know, commented on there. You know, I'd love to try your beer sometime, yada, yada, yada. And then eventually...
And then I had the shit out of Amanda for like a month and a half. Like, hey, call your friend that brews because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And I need help. And she's like, oh, do it. It's fine. And then, like, a week or two later, I'm like, hey, call your friend that brews, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And she's like, I'm going to. And then it was, like, a week later. And, you know, women. Eventually, we met up. at your
it was just like
hot ass apartment. That you refused. You refused to run the AC in that thing. It was hot as shit.
Dude, the AC in those apartments is fucking expensive.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I got in there and like we talked for maybe like 25, 30 minutes, and I'm like, dude, you gotta turn the air on because I'm fucking I'm dying. I feel like I'm in a Mexican sweatshop.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I need to be like sewing shoes for nickels right now. And I have neither thread nor shoes, so you gotta turn the air on. So yeah, and the rest was history. A bromance in the making.
Yeah, and then we went to brewing school.
Yeah.
And we brewed this. This is over a year old,
I would say.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So this is our coffee
oatmeal stout, right?
Yeah, that we use Sumatra coffee from one of your favorite places, Beansboro.
Yes.
Yeah. I brought him a bottle, too. He thought it was really good.
Nice.
Yeah, we haven't...
That's
man,
cool.
It's been... This is exciting. I haven't had this since,
this. This
like,
is the only bottle.
This is the last.
This is
since,
the last.
Since
oh, wow.
I haven't had this since like a month
we're
after.
A good beer today, guys.
Yeah, that's the point
this is
of
the podcast,
this.
Man.
This is great.
So this
is great.
Will probably be not terrible.
I like that seal.
So
Fisher Swing Top.
Smells pretty good. Dark as shit.
Yeah, baby.
Sweet still.
Grab me a little swaller here.
That bread is not as neutral as I thought it was going to be.
It clings?
No,
oh,
I mean,
man.
It's better than not doing it.
Still got a pretty little head there.
Yeah, for being over at least a year old.
Man. Still smells a little sweet, a little grainy, dark fruit.
Where did we brew this? We brewed this
right here.
I like
we
the brewed
brew. Here.
Yeah, we brewed it right there.
This is the first one we brewed here.
This is the first beer we ever brewed together.
Yes. Oh, wow. That's so awesome. This is the first podcast then.
So, cheers.
Mm.
Cheers. Yes, slurp it real loud so everybody can hear us drinking.
Oh, wow.
Coffee's still definitely there.
It's got a nice,
a little
tannin. It tastes very homebrewy, but
it does.
In a good way.
It
the
does.
The grain is coming through.
Yeah,
like that.
It is very grainy,
yeah.
Which that might come a little bit from the oats there. Coffee's still there. It's not as prevalent as when
it's
we first.
It's good though.
Yeah, whenever we first brewed it, it was like this was a fucking coffee bomb.
Mm-hmm.
This is right up my alley.
Yeah, this is.
I figured
is,
it would.
This is.
What kind of hops did you use? Did you say that earlier?
I did not.
It's like we had like maybe an ounce or 2 ounces.
It wasn't much.
Yeah, like right at 60 minutes, just enough to
something
to,
really
to,
subtle,
just to get the bitterness.
Yeah, just
yeah.
Just to make it not super sweet, to add a little bit of a counterpoint to the.
It's got
the
some.
Sweetness.
It's got some sweetness to it, but not like
it's
a.
Not, it's
a,
never fuggles.
Not a sugary sweetness.
I think you are correct.
It's got a very. It's got that chocolatey coffee kind of.
It's so
I call this
gross.
A Christmas
yeah.
beer. This is what
a
I want.
Christmas
yeah.
beer.
Yeah,
I can
this
see.
Is,
yeah.
This is
want.
Good on like a cold day,
mm-hmm.
maybe with like a bowl of chili.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's yeah. baby making beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For baby making
like
weather.
Stuck in
somebody's getting pregnant.
Yeah.
we're stuck inside. And we got one thing to do.
Watch Netflix.
I was gonna say formicate, but
either
formicate.
Way, formicate. Formicate.
Yeah, hey, what do you think formication is?
What's my name?
My new band name is Formication Fornication.
Formication? All right, what would Reggie say? What is formication? Reggie would say formication is filling out paperwork for children.
With your penis.
With my penis.
which dick? No, formication is actually the sensation that people talk about... when they say they have like bugs, like their skin is crawling,
yeah.
uh-huh.
It's an allergic reaction that people get to medication. It's the feeling of bugs crawling on or under your skin. That's yeah, like that right there, exactly.
Yeah,
what you're, doing.
Yeah. You're getting
right
it.
There.
Formication.
That's formication.
Oh.
You're being
yeah.
formicated.
I'm being. I like formication, but not really.
Not as much as fornication.
No.
But it'll do in a pinch.
Reproduction, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So yeah. So we cold steep the coffee.
Okay.
And we dumped it right into the keg.
How does one cold steep coffee?
Well, you take a lot of coffee.
And put it in cold water.
And then you throw it in cold water and you let it sit for about 24 hours.
Yeah, we put it in the fridge for about... Okay.
And then you try not to be a drunk idiot. And I failed. about five times trying to filter pour the liquid out and leave the sediment behind.
Okay.
And we tried about 9 different ways of doing
this.
How
much coffee did you have to make?
Probably half of your pitcher in there.
Yeah, it was like a 2-quart pitcher, and it was like
much.
Almost full.
So it was like 2 pots of coffee, equivalently.
Yeah,
probably.
Yes.
When it came out, it was like espresso.
It was really good.
Those little taster glasses, the little 4-ounce glasses.
I think we only got cold brew coffee in general.
We got 4 or 5 ounces.
So the reason that you cold brew coffee is whenever you cold brew it as opposed to hot brewing, you decrease the level of acridity there. So you take out that like acrid bitterness, that harsh bitterness that you get from coffee.
And you get more aroma.
Yeah, like all of the richness,
a little bit of
a sweetness from the coffee as opposed to having that really, really harsh, like almost like Baker's chocolate kind of bitterness.
It
eliminates all of that. So you get all of the great flavors from coffee without having that like kind of harsh
acidity.
Kind of puckers you up a little bit, bitterness. Yeah.
I swear this just reminds me of chocolate milk right now.
Hey, that's not a bad thing.
It's got that chocolatey mouthfeel.
Yeah.
It kind of just
oats.
Sits on your tongue.
It's really smooth.
That's
the oats. We use oats.
Yep.
Flaked, really smooth.
Flaked oats. The sugars that you get from oatmeal wind up your tongue actually, although they are sugars, your tongue actually perceives them more as a sensation more so than a flavor. They do contribute a little bit to the sweetness, but your mouth actually perceives them as a texture, which is where you get that, like, something like a Founder's Breakfast Stout is a great example, where whenever you drink
heaviness.
it pours almost like motor oil. It feels like it's so smooth or velvety whenever you drink it. That's actually the sugars that you are deriving out of the flaked oats.
It's funny you said that, because that's one of my favorites.
That is one
of
Joe's
favorites.
Joe's
a dark beer
phenomenal.
Kind of guy.
Whenever I was working third shift.
Joe's a veritable malt head.
Yeah. No problem with that.
But I have a wide spectrum. Like, I do. But like I said, it's winter beers. I always drink heavier in the winter.
You know what's awesome?
Amanda's the same way. I mean, she's year-round. Like,
she just
this,
drinks dark beer.
I can't drink this on a day like this. If I was, like, hanging out.
Mm-mm. She, like, right now... she's been drinking for the last like 2 weeks. She's had either a People's Porter, which isn't super, super heavy.
It's one of
but,
my favorites.
Anderson Valley's Oatmeal Stout.
Mm-hmm.
That's like...
Yeah, definitely.
Oatmeal stouts, like Imperial Stouts, Chocolate Stouts, Porters, Imperial Porters, Baltic Porters, any of those like dark, dark, rich, heavy, sweet, boozy, viscous beers, that's my wife's bread and butter, which I can appreciate like from time to time, but...
Let's take a second. What's everybody's beer of choice? Like, what's everybody's
right
not
like
your beer,
go-to?
But like your disposition. What is your disposition when drinking beer? So if you saw just like you walk into a bar, you don't know what any of the beers are, and the only information you get is the
style.
What beer are you going to choose?
I am going to go either like something like this. Depending on the weather, I'm either going to go with something like this, like a big, bold, rich stout. So if they have something that's like chocolate, coffee, anything with vanilla beans, I'm all about it. Or on the completely other end of the spectrum, light, crisp, hoppy IPAs, double IPAs. Those aren't light, but
you
know,
just
hot,
like
hoppy
beers.
I really shy away from like the fuck you Jeff. Yo,
look at my wall.
Oh,
Jeff likes big beers.
Smirker over there.
Jeff's a little more toward the top of the big beer spectrum.
Yeah. I'm on the upper end of social. Let's just say that.
As Alyssa says, I'm a little heavy-handed.
I don't understand what that means.
Do you like the ABV? I wrote the ABV on the third beer, where it just says drunk.
Drunk.
I think it's at 6.8.
Yeah.
6.7.
No, so like... Pilsners. I'm not a Pilsner guy at all.
Yeah.
I'll have one on a very, very, very rare occasion. But for the most part, I really like...
And it's always 4th of July, and it's always a Miller Lite.
Nine. Nine, sir.
Gross.
You would like nine of them?
Yes, nine. I was. Yeah, nine.
Honestly, that's really my problem with pilsners. Is I think they just got ruined by shitty beer. Because every time I drink a pilsner, it tastes like a Miller.
See, if you like, well, so I had for instance,
a good pilsner.
I have though. You've gone to the saucer with me, and we've done the whole. I just can't.
It's gotta be like a big sulfur bomb. It's so fucking.
That's
good.
So
like,
when you describe a beer as a sulfur bomb,
oh,
but
no, awesome.
Just drinking farts.
No, 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 not farts, not farts, not farts.
Like
so
struck
a good
match, kind
yes,
of sulfur.
Struck match, but it can't be a sulfur bomb. It's gotta
have
hints of that. Hints of that. You'll come around.
I am open to enjoy pilsners. I just don't.
Let me renege. I did have a few Pilsner Urquells a few days ago, and
that's a good one.
You know, out of a 16-ounce can, it was a hot day. We're sitting outside homebrewing over at my buddy's house,
and
we had a bunch of
too.
Them. They
can't
they
be
were
too bad.
Free, and they weren't bad. I took a 4-pack of them home. Like they weren't terrible.
Good
and like
beers.
they still had the that like sulfuric character there, hydrogen sulfide,
mm-hmm.
hydrogen sulfide. Yeah, hydrogen sulfide. So that struck match character that you get.
And
Methyl
sulfide is the run eggs.
So you want to go for struck match, right? And stay away from
run eggs, or no sulfur dioxide. Sorry. Sulfur dioxide is
sulfur dioxide
no,
is struck
that's,
match.
That's
struck
match.
Hydrogen sulfide is
Burp.
the
run
eggs.
Yeah.
So
it mixes up.
You guys are nerds.
Yeah.
I like
welcome
it.
To a bar, Nielsen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Okay, mine?
Yes.
Okay, next. I honestly like I'm always gonna go for I like accessible beers.
Mm-hmm.
I like something that's super drinkable. I love lagers. For the sole reason that lagers are craft lagers are hyper localized,
mm-hmm.
because they're difficult to transport, and so if you go somewhere and get their local lager, and you go somewhere else and get their local lager, they are very different beers a lot of times, and you can kind of taste the regionalism in them, and I like that. You know, I go on tour with the band and stuff, so it's nice to like be able to kind of taste the flavor of each city you go to.
So, what's your opinion of Red Oak?
Not really a fan.
Okay.
Not really.
I don't care for Red Oak.
They
that's terrible.
It's okay. It's honestly tastes like an easy beer.
Yeah.
They have consistency problems.
They really
sweet.
Do.
It is. They
I haven't
really
drank
sweet.
It in a while, but
yeah. They
I
are,
do like Humminbird.
Like somebody from our program actually works there now.
Yeah, he's the head cellarman.
So maybe things will get better.
Guy with the weirdest name I've ever heard. Jarvis Mudge.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Jarvis.
Mudge. He is the
after that,
the
I quite like big beers. I think I tend to lean a little maltier than hoppy.
Okay.
I do like a good IPA, but something that's balanced.
Yeah.
I like a nice malty IPA.
Gotcha.
You still get that. You get the kick in the face,
so
but
he
it's
needs
easy.
He's
the
East
Dorado.
Coast.
He needs the Dorado.
We can drink that.
East Coast, yeah, the West Coast IPA, the Green Flash, is really good.
Well, that's against you though.
That is against
is
me.
Super,
that's true. No, that
is
forward.
That is hop forward. It is dank as shit.
Also, did you ever have the I don't even know the stock standard IPA that Jeff was making for a while? Was like he probably came around after you.
Well,
stopped doing
that. He had the Faceplant IPA.
Shut up.
Which is named after him.
Yes, it is.
That is coming up. That's
it is, and
comes
I
want to
go this year.
In about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I've got. We've
two
got
weeks from today.
We've got brewers passes. Amanda and I do.
Wait, what is this?
I'll be working.
What is
yeah, so will we.
Oh, you're working for Natty's.
Not for Natty's, but we'll be working there. The Summertime Brews Fest.
Okay.
2 years ago,
it
was the first time that I had ever gone to Summertime.
It was last year.
Yeah, last year. Whatever. It was a while ago, and I hit my head hard. So
yeah, twice, right?
Once.
Just once,
but it was hard enough. I like beer. I drink a lot of beer. And I went to like beer Mecca and pulled the kid in a candy store kind of thing. Where
ooh, it was bad.
About
I've
10
been
minutes
there.
10 minutes in.
Oh yeah.
10 minutes in I flirted with the girl at the front door and she gave me another glass, so I had two glasses and was double fisting every beer that I came to. Apparently, they say that you don't have to drink everything. You can actually pour things out if they taste bad. I didn't really subscribe to that mode of thought.
That's abusive.
I just drank everything, multiple of everything, and ran through as absolutely as fast as I could. An hour in,
viewers can't see this, but here's the photo of him double fisting.
Oh, that is brilliant.
And do you have that's the photo brilliant. Of me afterward?
The bloody one? That's probably on Facebook somewhere.
Yeah.
So continue.
So at an hour in, I got lost. Apparently.
He disappeared.
I did disappear.
No one could find
him. 42, just gone.
Done.
His
wife
was a terrible 42. Mess, like freaking out because
My wife was my wife
phone.
My
man.
Wife was
nobody
was,
can find
my wife was shithoused as well. She sat in Summertime Breeze Fest for an hour and a half and wept. She sobbed because she was drunk and furious. Could not find me. They found me with this is all secondhand. You need to understand that. So they found
there is
me.
No firsthand. The firsthand's lost.
Firsthand is gone.
Okay.
So they that my buddy found me with a security guard, and I was outside. I was at the back of the Greensboro Coliseum. So apparently, at some point, somebody said that I may or may not have tried to cross High Point Road to go to Stamies. That can neither be confirmed nor denied. It's just that's hearsay at this point.
Anyway, I threw up the whole way across Lee Street last time I went to the Big Sip.
My buddy finds me. He comes up and he's telling the security guard, he's like, "Hey, you know, hold on to him. Can you hold on to him for like?" For 5 seconds, I gotta go around the corner, gotta get my wife, gotta get his wife, we'll come back and we'll get him. He's like, that's fine. And then he looks at me, and he's like, I told you, I'll take you to the bathroom. You already told me that you had to go. Go get his wife, I'm gonna take him to the bathroom. And so Jonathan turns around, and he starts walking away. And apparently, I said something to the security guard. I'm not entirely sure what it was, but whatever it was, it did not make him very happy. It may or may not have been offensive, but at any rate, the end of the story is the security guard's like, I'll take him to the bathroom, and then 10 seconds later, he's like, no, you know what? Fuck it. He's your problem now. And he pushes me over at Jonathan and turns around and walks away. So, Jonathan's like, if you don't take him to the bathroom, I'm going to have him piss on the building. Security guard is like, I don't give a fuck, turns around and walks away. So I pee on the Greensboro Coliseum. They go
punk
find,
rock as
they,
fuck, by the
no,
way.
They go find my wife.
No, before he even pees on the Coliseum, he find his wife and everything. As we're walking him out.
This is where we're at.
This is where Jonathan and I are holding him. He just
grabbed
like, let's go. And
just fucking
stage dive.
Swan dive.
I feel like being one with the earth right
you
now.
You take a face to the ground.
Yes. He's got a scar.
Yeah. Still there. That's the only thing that I remember from that evening is the feeling of my face smacking the pavement and then sitting up and seeing blood everywhere. That's the only thing that I remember. And then I woke up the next day.
Oh, then he went and pissed on the Coliseum.
What? Well, that was before or after.
No, you fell, then you pissed.
Even more punk rock.
Hey, man. I
have to give you some, like, that's...
If you're going to be
and
a bear, be a grizzly.
Next day, he comes over, and I'm brewing an IPA.
And it's the
faceplant IPA.
Nice.
I got over here, and I'm like, dude, I'm so fucking hungover. I can't even think about beer. And then about 10 minutes later, I'm like, give me a beer.
It made you feel better, too, didn't it?
Hair of the dog, man.
Joe.
Yes. Oh.
What kind of beer do you drink?
All right, I walk into a bar, and I look what they have. It depends on if I'm eating,
Okay.
Most of the time I am.
Let's just say, okay, but for, I think for this, we're just saying, like...
If I have a choice.
Just out of, just, you're going to get a beer at a place you've never been to, and you don't recognize anything on tap.
Well... Just, they give you a list of styles.
Yeah. Say it's a brew pub, right? You walk into a brew pub, and they're like, these are the styles we have.
Hey, we named all our beers, Stout, Pilsner, IPA,
so on
and so forth.
Yeah.
Okay.
You pick one.
I would...
It's kind of a decent marketing scheme, though.
It really
there
is.
There are brewers that do that.
That's
there's,
fun.
Like, there's...
I do
like
Jeff a good...
Stout. Jeff IPA.
Yeah.
Jeff Lager.
Exactly. I do like a good IPA, like most hipsters around the area. But if I were to walk into a bar and they had a brown ale, normally I would go for
a brown ale.
He loves them.
Okay. So you like malty, but you still like some accessibility to it, too.
I do. I like a nice middle-of-the-road brown ale. It's effective. It does its job. It tastes good.
Are we bottoms up? Jeff's done. I think we're bottoms up. Sorry, not to interrupt.
No, no worries. I mean, that was my answer. I do like browns. And I can drink a brown all year long. Like, imperial stouts, normal stouts.
You gotta have, like, a particular weather, like, a particular climate or time of year to have those. It's like a pumpkin beer. You wouldn't drink a pumpkin beer in, like, March.
You're a liar.
Right, you're not gonna drink
You would drink a pumpkin beer
any time.
Hey, I have one in the fridge. You wanna drink it?
I would love to. Any time of the year.
You drink pumpkin
year-round?
I am a huge pumpkin.
That's right. I remember that because you liked the Saranac.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, and they have that badass bottle.
Joe's a fan of adjuncts in general. He likes flavor, like flavored beers.
Yeah. I do. I mean, that's just me, but
I'm clean.
We've all
heard that
before. Are you,
Jeff? Are you?
Are you?
Congratulations, buddy. I'm glad.
I pass. Negative.
I do like, I like gimmick beers, you know?
Yeah.
Beers that just are other, hey, try this really bold, crazy flavor.
Yeah.
I like it.
I did have, in terms of bold, crazy flavor, I had a limited release that Terrapin put out a little while ago. It was a...
No.
That was, you're thinking of the Muhujiatu, which is...
Is that the white chocolate?
No, it's not the white chocolate. It's brewed with some crazy...
I had a white chocolate cranberry beer, and it was really good.
That sounds fantastic.
It was really good.
Ooh.
This was a...
I can't remember who made it, but...
This is a Imperial Farmhouse, or Imperial Saison, brewed with blackberries and graham crackers.
I've never had an Imperial Saison.
Awesome. It was interesting. It tasted like a tart blackberry cobbler.
Speaking of fruity things, do you want to go banana or barnyard hoppiness? Pick one of those.
Oh, that's a tough call. I like both.
Barnyard.
Barnyard hoppy. Okay. What are you thinking?
I don't think I'm ready.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Getting, like, hammered today? Is that the goal?
No.
No, Joe, we're podcasting.
Okay.
No, because I gotta drive home
business.
Here in a little bit.
So this is from Natty Greens. This is the Brett IPA.
So they are getting hammered today. Come on.
we're
podcasting.
Like
we're thipping. We're just thipping.
We're splitting a bomber between
four people.
Yosef?
So this
cleaned?
Is one. This
yeah.
is one that actually
I don't know
was brewed incorrectly. They did not let the Brett fully consume the alcohol,
and because of that,
so we're not allowed to
technically
take this out of the brewery because it will be a bomb when it gets to room temperature because the Brett will wake back up, consume. The sugar is still left in the beer.
Continue producing CO2.
And will produce
CO2.
Wait, you said the yeast, like, wakes back up?
The Brett will wake back up.
Okay.
Yes.
Brett is a crazy fucking strain.
It's vicious.
It is.
It's
insane.
It will take
insane.
Your
it's
beer down to zero. Like,
it will attenuate
everything. It will eat
everything.
So if you're not careful, like, if you're aging this, you could legit... It's one of the beers that, like, will age to more alcohol.
You need...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Brett is actually one of the only strains that will produce alcohol both aerobically and anaerobically.
Okay.
So with oxygen, with oxygen, it will actually still like whenever a normal yeast strain has oxygen present, it will consume that oxygen and will go through like sterile synthesis and start building itself back up, kind of making the yeast itself more healthy. This does the same thing while at the same time simultaneously eating sugars and fermenting sugars out and producing alcohol and producing CO2 still. It's in much smaller quantities, but it's still noticeable.
So this never went to market.
This guy...
This has not been sold to the public ever.
We sell it from the bunker.
Have you smelled this yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God.
It's
pineapple.
It smells great.
Ooh,
pineapple bomb.
It's got a nice sweet smell.
God, it's
I'm really
like I say when you're
intrigued.
In the bathroom, it will become a bomb.
Yeah.
God
It's a really cool label. I know everybody can't see
it. It was supposed to be sold at
yeah, guys.
Harris Teeter.
I can see the like there's the marketing on the bottle, yeah.
It was supposed to be sold at Harris Teeter. Like,
Joe, we still haven't cleaned glasses yet. There we go.
Prost. God damn.
What's on the back end there?
Oh my
wow.
God. That's the funk.
That's the funky.
That's
of the
that's
bread.
The funk. That's the Brett.
That's the
so,
barnyard.
Like,
I like that.
Barnyard, horse blanket.
Wow.
Wet dog in a phone booth, goatee,
yeah,
like very
strange. All of those things sound so negative.
Until you
so
taste
good.
It. And
it tastes
like
hey, it really it tastes like being in the country.
I've
and
never
just,
had
like,
anything
taking
quite
a
like
nice
it.
Breath of just country
Have you
air.
Never had Brett beers?
I've never, no.
You never had a fully.
Jeff got, Joe got a little extra funk there.
I'm a virgin. I'm a virgin to the Brett.
Oh. Dude.
I've never had
and
a
this,
Brett either.
This really is.
Oh, you've tried this. You should try this at the last party.
Did I? I was. Oh, I thought you said. Bread beer?
Oh,
you
no.
Said
I said Brett.
Brett beer.
Brettanomyces.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like...
It's
so what I'm tasting delicious. Mainly there at the end
is the funk, like the weird flavors that are produced, like the weird byproducts that are produced from the Brettanomyces.
Huh.
That's the quote-unquote funk. That's how...
And I don't dislike it.
Yeah, it's weird. It's very, very, very different.
So what I've been told, I'm not sure if this is 100% correct.
This is delicious.
But we take Elm Street and we bread it.
Mm.
That's
okay.
How we get this
beer.
Wow, that's a very different taste.
Yeah, so like
the English yeast strain from the...
Yeah.
There's also something really sweet about it
from the,
at the beginning.
So like, so Scott, Scott, the guy, the brewer there at Natty, Scott Christoffel, was talking about like the particular strain of Brettanomyces that they use. And he said like the most like noteworthy or like flavor forward point with this strain is the pineapple,
okay.
And like that's what I really
yeah.
Really
I was
get.
Bread
I was
B,
about
right?
To say that. Yeah.
It's just it's pineapple. It tastes like I don't know what they.
I think it's B.
I don't know
We've
what
got, I've seen it in the cooler.
Yeah.
Which can run
like
havoc in your brewery.
That's the
if you're not
that's
careful.
The most
I'm
like
sure.
That tastes, really is the most apt description is that it does taste like a crystallized but like still tart pineapple. It's sweet.
I like
it's
the
tangy.
I like
it's
also
zippy.
It's very grassy too though.
Yeah,
I like the grass.
Yeah, right
which
there.
Is going to come from
it's
the IPA.
The hops.
Yeah,
it's
that's going to come
the,
from
yeah.
The IPA.
Yeah.
Like right there, like I can just feel it on my tongue.
Yeah. It's a bizarre beer,
so,
especially if you've never had Brett before. But
this is my first
it
time.
And it's, so that's the yeast because that doesn't taste like yeasty.
I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around.
Yeah,
it.
It's kind of it's good.
I mean, it's
like
just funk, man.
It's
funk.
I've never had a beer like this before. This,
yeah,
this is my first like.
You said it's funk. It makes me think of like toe jam lint.
Yeah, something bad.
See, I hear funk and I just think like.
Like George Clooney,
like put on your tongue. Like, just,
I mean, you said hay and wet dog, and I immediately tasted hay and wet dog.
Yeah,
and like
it's, the power of suggestion is pretty strong, but like
hay aroma, not like eating
I mean,
grass.
I taste pineapple when I drink this until it settles on my palate,
and
then
it's
taste,
like, whew, there's
yeah,
something.
I have to drink more.
There's
so
something
do you
there
like
that
the back end, or you.
I like the back end, but it makes me want to drink the front end more. Like,
yes.
I'm just,
well,
like,
that's
I
a
need,
good beer.
I mean,
the
front
I
end
need to keep drinking.
Faster.
The front end of this beer is one of the most delicious, like, forefront flavors of any beer that I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love how sweet it is. I love the pineapple. I love that grassy, citrusy. Like, it's still got enough of the malt and enough of the grain to kind of balance out those flavors, too.
You
so
catch
that they're
me.
Not as, like... They're not as pronounced. It's not heavy-handed in terms of sweetness. Or,
yeah.
Ugh,
it's like
it's
one
just,
of those, you catch me on a bad night, and I will chug this beer.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely, but see, it's...
It's only six and a half.
Six and a half? Oh. You can chug this thing.
Only six and a half.
Hey,
it's just about sessionable.
Dude,
that's true. No, that's
like,
true.
That's
an
average
heavy,
by yourself.
That's still a heavy session beer.
That's
I
but that's
agree.
Like a that's a normal IPA though. Most IPAs
no,
run
true.
Like 6.2
yeah.
to
no,
7.2.
That is true.
That's right mid range for
this would be
but,
a beer.
But
far
you don't normally
chug
an IPA.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
I mean, says the guy who face planted at the Greensboro Coliseum.
Okay.
Hey,
I mean,
fuck
I,
you, Joseph. He's got a point.
I don't know. I kind of think like when I think of like beers like before like modern science and stuff. This is kind of what I think a beer probably tastes.
They're
like.
Gonna have a lot of those
wild
flavors,
like weird stuff
Ooh,
in the beer.
Did you hear about how they brewed George Washington's? Personal beer recipe?
No, I have not.
The recipe's out there. And Thomas Jefferson.
Apparently,
so,
it is just terrible.
I'm sure.
No, so George Washington, actually, they have a, in, I think it's northern it's either Northern, I think, I'm pretty sure it's Northern Brewer. Northern Brewer has a beer kit that, or two beer kits, actually, that they market.
This
that
is
are
very
based
apropos,
off of,
because today is 4th of July.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, they have a, they have two kits that are based off of George Washington's, like, original brewer. He insisted that there be a brewer on staff in the White House whenever he took
nice.
Over as president.
That's awesome.
So they have the White House Honey Porter, and they have the White, there's a White House
Isn't
Honey.
Isn't that the Obama?
You're talking about Obama.
Obama had the Honey Porter.
I made the Honey Porter.
That's Obama.
And that thing was a bomb.
Check.
During
it
fermentation,
exploded.
During
it was
fermentation,
a literal bomb.
Yeah, the excess amount of sugar from the honey blew off the airlock, destroyed it.
Huh.
And I had to do a air
your
blow
your,
off
your
blow off for
your
it.
Turn around with it. Yours?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I
want to
say that the George Washington one is
a.
I think the George Washington beer is just kind of like a standard ale, like an American.
I'm looking
ale.
It up right now.
You guys might think I have bad taste in beer. Let's talk to Vinnie Martin.
Vinnie
no,
Martin
he
doesn't
is.
Drink water.
Yeah.
He like only drinks
well,
beer and soda.
Well, he'll have like really shitty beer, or he'll have like really
good
beer.
Well,
he'll like mediocre beer.
I mean,
he'll have like
okay.
Fat Tire, and
yeah.
Then he'll also have like.
I like New Belgium though.
Oh, I do too.
You know what though?
What's your password for your
Boston Blows?
That's right. Capital B,
all lowercase.
I just realized the bigger of a sip you drink at this beer,
mm-hmm.
It tastes better.
It does. It
grows on you.
Incredibly
I mean,
sessionable.
You can't take a small sip or else you'll just get funk.
Yeah. Mm. It's delicious.
I like the funk.
Sorry, viewers. The only way you will get this is if you come to the bunker.
Go to the bunker. Sponsor.
1918 West Gate City
Boulevard? Gate City Boulevard. Yeah.
Not,
I haven't been up there yet. They're open on, what, Fridays, right?
Fridays
I haven't
Saturdays
stepped
now.
Totally
Saturdays
the bunker
now, too.
Yet.
Yeah, you get a burger and a pint for like $8 or something.
Oh, nice. That's not bad.
No,
what hours are they open?
It's 4:30 to 9:30.
Okay.
So 5 to 9.
Nice.
It's odd. But
I usually work there.
Sometimes
some,
when
are yeah.
you feeling it?
Yeah.
Did we get the verdict on the George Washington beer?
I think he's correct. It was
Obama's.
Obama,
it was
yeah,
based
he had
on
two
Obama.
Different beers.
Yeah, the honey ale and the honey porter.
The porter was good. I
the porter
really
was
liked
good.
It. It was a little sweet.
It blew up in Jeff's
parents'
shed.
That's crazy.
No, shed, like closet.
They had
like a
closet
outdoor
next
closet.
To the house.
And we like walked in there one day, and there was just honey beer just on everything.
Yeah,
honey beer and ants.
Yeah.
And this is how you get ants.
The airlock.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Shattered.
I was about to say you've been watching
it
too much.
It hit the ceiling.
Archer.
Was that the one that we like heroin?
This
club?
Is how you get ants.
Idiots
no.
doing idiot things.
Oh, we did that a lot.
Justin,
idiots.
The first time that me and Jeff had a crash cool of beer. We crash cooled it like our friend was overdosing on heroin.
Oh, we've done that several
yeah,
times.
Kept running to sheets and getting more ice. Like, we didn't know how much ice we needed, just getting more ice and, like, throwing it in the bathtub. Like, oh, shit, we need more ice. Like, go back and get more. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a bad time.
It was fun. I burnt the shit out of my hand doing that.
Oh, man.
I burnt myself. Last
Are you getting
time I brewed
pump?
Off the kettle. The kettle hit my foot, my leg. It was instant cauterizing.
I like it.
Joe, no joke.
Yeah, dude, this is... Joe, down that.
Dude, you housed that.
I really enjoyed it.
God, like, that, like... Oh, my gosh, man, that's...
That's, so far...
And, like, whenever... Like, I have to say that that is my favorite beer that Nettie's does. Like,
this
is definitely...
This is,
my, this
like,
is
honestly,
definitely
this
my
is the first
beer.
Time that I've had a Nettie's beer sober. Apparently, I had this beer before, but I was not sober.
this is sober.
This
not
is
in the
yeah,
proper state
the
of mind.
This is the first time that I've had a Nettie's beer where I was like, this is like a legitimately like
Here,
good,
line
good
the bottles
beer.
Up so we know what we've drank today.
Dude, Mount Mitchell.
We'll cover
Mount Mitchell by Nettie's is fantastic.
Mount
it's
Mitchell.
Great
so
IPA. Southern, whenever Southern's fresh. Southern just like right off the line. You
oh,
good,
yeah,
buddy?
No.
Hands up, bro.
Hands up. Hands up, don't shoot.
Okay.
Hey, Black Lives Matter.
Dude, you haven't had Mount Mitchell yet. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no,
so
I have
Mount Mitchell is incredible.
So,
what's up, buddy?
For a
no,
while...
I'm saying, I don't know.
For a while, we had a hop that did not have a name. It just had a number.
How much? Yeah, how much is left?
A little bit. You can polish it up.
Enough.
So it Joe just, trying to take a it just recently got a name, which is Eureka, with an exclamation point.
That's just part of the
That's
system.
The actual name.
Yeah,
that's the trademark name for it. It's like a, who is it, the band? Check, Check, Check? You ever heard
of
it?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like, but it's like it's kind of weird. Their name is not actually...
Their name is just three exclamation points.
It's three exclamation points, and it is pronounced by any, like, consonant-driven word or sound or syllable repeated three times. So, like, people call it, like, check, 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 or, like, tisk, 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 or whatever, like... Any of those, like, that's all their name. But whenever you see their name, it's three exclamation points. Just kind of fun fact.
Jeff.
Jeff.
In our...
I was about to say, Jeff, walk into a bar.
Pub, what beer do you order from a mystery pub?
Oh, we kept forgetting about this.
No, I like that. I actually
we
like the
story
flow.
Between.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mine really comes off of seasonal. I really drink... based off of the weather. So, like, right now, it's IPAs, West Coast. I really like the danky,
earthy,
punch
shit.
You in the face, enamel ripping.
enamel ripping.
Those are my favorite.
I love that term.
Do you like wine, Jeff?
There are some wines I do like.
Do you like dry wine?
Like Manischewitz?
I feel like the style of beer he drinks
oh,
is more of a...
If this is a thing that keeps up, I want to do an April Fool's episode where we drink wine.
That's fine.
That'd be cool, right?
But shitty wine. like wine, we drink wine, and by wine we mean wine coolers. So we do a Boone's Farm and Manischewitz tasting.
No, I'm
Mad Dog 2020.
Guys, Franzia? Anybody?
Wild Irish Rose.
Irish Rose. I like your style.
The word. I like the word. We just totally derailed Jeff, and he ran away. He's looking at his wine.
No, the Malbec. I like Malbecs.
Yeah,
I like Malbecs.
Really good.
Yeah.
So summers are like really light beers.
Shiraz or Syrah?
Merlot.
I mean,
Merlot.
Merlot.
You did say niche earlier.
Niche. So yeah, light beers in the summer. Fall usually lagers.
Lagers.
Yeah, like. Märzens.
Do you start to flirt with porters in the fall, or that's
yeah.
more of a winter kind
no,
of deal?
No, those could be falls.
Do you,
and then
what about the Hefeweizens?
That's a
I'm
spring
not a,
beer, man.
I'm
that
not
is a
huge
spring
into
beer.
Them.
I love it. I love it.
I love it.
I like,
bro.
Dude. I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Einger's Hefeweizen is like,
it's got to be a really good one.
It's like one of the next podcasts that we do. I want to do a good like saison tasting, like have a like everybody bring a
I
saison.
I like a good saison, but I'm very
peculiar
about it.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do an episode where we do like
just one style. Just pick a style. Like,
yeah.
I think
do
that
a,
would be that would be.
We could do IPAs.
Hefeweizens, maybe not Hefeweizens. Like it would that would be kind of a boring because for the most part they're really
similar.
Yeah, like they all kind of revolve around like oh banana clove banana
yeah,
clove
yeah,
banana
it's like
clove
the
banana
adjuncts
clove, banana,
separate
clove.
Them and
like it's they would be kind of dull with the saisons you get a little bit more like.
Yeah, you can do a lot.
Variety
diversity,
there.
Diversity, yeah. Even though they're very similar as well, you can really, like, pinpoint exactly
well,
what
I mean,
the differences are...
And yeast strains.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of different kinds. And you can throw Brett in there, too.
Ooh.
You get some wild stuff in there.
Man.
Zing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you said... did you finish your time up?
So, winter.
Winter
is
usually quarters. Pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And then
we drink together heavily usually in the winter.
You did. You took down
like,
a dark
beer.
Imperials
oh,
and stuff.
You know,
we drink together
like
heavily year round.
Yeah.
That's, that's kind of the MO of this group. Did we get together? Did we drink heavily? What are you talking about?
Pumpkins? Yeah. I used to be on the pumpkin train. Like
yeah.
I dated them about 3 years.
You fell off the pumpkin wagon?
Dude, I just brewed my one last year. I overspiced it.
Ugh,
too much.
And it's just so fucking
too much.
We can drink it if you
I
want.
Will.
It's in the
I
fridge.
Would,
we didn't bottle
yes.
it, though, did we?
We didn't
bottle
that.
No, that was the one before that.
Oh, then that one would
that's
be...
The, that's
no,
2 years.
No. That's Tanya's. That I grew for her
last year.
Didn't that was good? I had that.
Yeah,
I had.
We did keg it, and it was super spicy.
Yeah, we kegged it, and it was just vanilla driven for.
Oh, it was just super cinnamon, super nutmeg.
Yeah.
So springtime, you don't like Heffies.
No.
So what do you
I'm usually
in
back to like
back to lagers,
light lagers,
or like
a little
light
bit of pilsners,
yeah, like
a, or like a light IPA. I mean,
like
a, just sessional
like,
IPA,
like
yeah.
amber ale, maybe kind of
Ambers,
something like that.
Yeah,
I really enjoy.
I don't like heavy things in the.
What about
summer.
The summer? Do you go for
did
wheats?
Did I get you the Appalachian amber?
No,
but you talked to me about
pilsners
it.
Like a hot day. Or
we'll
a
have
good
to
pilsner.
Pilsner.
Next time that we get together, I hope that I can find some Appalachian amber for you
I'd
to
like
try because it's. From Thomas Creek, the brewery that we went to down
oh,
in South
Thomas
Carolina.
Thomas Creek is great.
But like I said, I can't get my head around pilsners nowadays either.
Nah.
I'll get you a good pilsner.
There
yeah,
are good pilsners out there, but you just...
Gotta know.
Yeah.
We need to hit up Matt again and bring this podcast to Stella.
Matt. Oh, yeah. Oh.
We did with Name Redacted.
I heard
podcast.
About this.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah,
that
I
was
heard
one of my
this.
Favorite podcasts.
He was pulling down like $50-$60 bottles.
Wow.
Yeah,
I
we
know.
Drank like
I will be
probably like $200 or $300 worth of beer that night.
Yeah,
we need to go.
Amazing. And it was only like six bottles, but it was like $300.
But I even brought beer. I brought
you
my
did,
pumpkin,
that's true, yeah.
Which was
and
really
he liked
good
it.
That year.
Yeah.
I'll talk to my the other Jeff.
The pharmacist. Oh.
He's not a pharmacist, he's a respiratory therapist.
Yeah.
This guy has got his beer cellar is your wet dream. Nothing but like super high grav imperial bold stouts, like the biggest, richest, like
oh,
I think the lowest gravity beer that he has, runs like 11 or 12%.
We should do a podcast.
And
you get
like,
in touch with him, and we'll do a podcast at
his
house.
His beer cellar. He's been collecting beers for years and years and years and years and years. His beer cellar probably has about 13.
I'm formicating, Justin. I'm formicating
a little bit. probably $12,000 to $15,000 worth of beer, and that's just the face value. If you turned around and sold the shit that he's got like every bottle of
sexual chocolate.
Every year of sexual chocolate that's ever
Kentucky
produced.
Breakfast now, probably.
KBS. What's the one? Bourbon County. I don't know if you've ever had Bourbon County by Goose Island. He's got every
that's
Bourbon County
too.
And every limited release of Bourbon County that they're only released from the brewery in Chicago. They only release them from there, and he's got every one of them from every year.
A collector like that, how do you decide when is the right time?
To open. Yeah, it's you
it's
don't.
Ridiculous. I mean, it's insane. The only downside to him is he's a huge asshole.
Does he
but,
get
I mean,
multiple
he works,
bottles and just kind of like hold on to one?
Oh, yeah, he buys like a case at a time.
I can
and then
respect
he like just
that,
keeps
though. Like, why,
yeah, no,
why wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
This guy sounds like he has secret doors in his house and like fucking like.
If he did, I wouldn't blame him.
He's the one we got Pliny off of.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got
which I think at that point was only like a couple weeks old.
So his humidor for his cigars is like the bottom half of your cabinets from your fridge to your oven. Just
oh,
like
God,
stacked
I'm
boxes
they're
upon
just
boxes.
Nice too.
Oh God, they're it's ridiculous. Mm. Like small batch cigars. I mean, he's the one that I went over there and like at the end of the evening we're getting ready to leave. He's like, oh man, you need a nightcap? And I'm like, oh, well, I'm not driving, so sure. And he pulls out a bottle of the 10-year cask strength Pappy Van Winkle, which is like a $250-$300 bottle of whiskey.
As a nightcap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, here, this will finish off the evening. And pour
me
a couple of fingers of that over an ice cube. And it, like,
jeez.
It tasted like sex.
I'm sure. I am sure. Damn.
Tasted like literal buttery nipples.
Actual buttery nipples.
Buttery nipples.
Yes, yes. But Joe's face right now.
Oh, you missed the whole conversation.
I don't understand what that
bottoms
means.
Bottoms up, man.
Oh, shit. I was enjoying this.
Well, I mean, you're close enough.
Your hair's getting crazy, dude.
Yeah, you need a haircut. Are you going to do the Jimmy Neutron? So he used to...
I like it.
Do what you used to do in Todd's class every day. He would take his hair. We've talked about Chad before.
Like
he'll
nine.
Take his hair and just like spike it up, make himself look super fucking retarded. and then he'll just stare at our professor.
You look like ancient aliens.
You do.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Aliens.
Okay. Since we're already on the hop train, we just want to continue.
How many more are we trying to do?
I will give you a choice.
Oh, goddamn.
If you've never had this, it's awesome.
I've had Hopslam. I have not had Sip of Sunshine.
Okay.
I have not had Ballast Point.
So, this guy is right up your alley.
I got this the same day as I drank Heady Topper for the first time.
I would like to try that. We have to drink a Freedom. We can finish it out with Freedom. So you want to do the Ballast and then do a Freedom?
So Ballast, you got to be careful with because it's real high grade.
Are you cool with the Ballast?
I'm fine with whatever.
Because you haven't had this yet either, right?
I haven't had it either.
Wait, so...
This came from me.
Had it. Okay.
This came from me. This is the one of the beers that I gave Jeff to take a gander at. You want to talk about malt forward, this is it.
Am I the only one that's had the Sip of Sunshine?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm going to grab a cigarette quick. That was a terrible, terrible palate cleanser.
Oh, man, you got to do better. Here,
probably
just
the worst.
Hit this
actually
a couple times.
I want a cigarette, though.
But you got to just hit
but
this
I'll come back. I'll drink some water.
You
got to
hit you gotta this a
well,
couple
I'll
times.
I'll do that,
it'll
too.
It'll get your nicotine fix in.
Okay.
It'll get your nicotine fix in.
Where's the button on this little
bottle? Anybody want a cold dog?
Oh, matches. Oh, wow.
I'm good.
Just hit that so you don't have to take a commercial break.
But we need commercials.
No, we don't need a commercial. We don't have any sponsors yet.
This is brought to you by
more beer.
Than powder milk.
Brought to you by Ballpark Hot Dogs. 4th of July.
Well, if you're
right.
You know you're satisfied with a real hot.
So, like, licorice or something to it? I don't know. That's not bad. What is that? What flavor is that?
I didn't buy any explosives this year. I feel kind of naked with them.
Man, I should have bought some. I actually drove to South Carolina the beginning of this week.
I wish you
did. You
told
and you
me.
Didn't get any. You didn't even talk to anybody,
was,
Jeff.
Dude, it was because of work.
Yeah, I would have given
we
you
screwed
money.
Up.
Still buy fireworks.
I know, I should
have. Like I have. Usually, I'm stocked up because I have gone to the beach by now, but I haven't this year.
What beach do you normally go to?
Depends on how I feel.
We went to the beach. We just haven't been to South Carolina.
Yeah.
But I heard it like every like firework commercial. Like,
oh sure!
Like you can buy like a like.
Oh, that's impressive.
M80s were like.
Are you
99
just trying
cents.
To shoot them through the ring?
Do what?
It looked like you put one big ring out there, and you were just like aiming the other ones through the ring.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing Duck Hunt right now with his e-cig.
Nice. As we're all watching him.
This is surreal. I'm impressed.
So Ballast.
Cheers, fellas.
This is the Ballast Point
Dorado. Double IPA.
Yes, but tell me a little bit more about this beer.
It's a DEEPA.
Jeff, it's going to be
really high grav, 10% ABV, lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of hop, lots of booze. It's going to be
very... Is
this
the Eldorado hops that they use in this?
Ooh, that
I'm
going
to have to eat some more bread before.
I'm going to be real honest here for a second. This smells a little bit like a, like diaper perfume.
Like
diaper.
Baby powder? Baby powder?
Not baby powder, but like.
I can see the
you know
powder.
The smell of like the, it smells like the, a diaper hamper. It smells like a diaper hamper.
Yeah, like it's something
that's
supposed
that's
to smell bad.
Now
smell
I just.
Bad,
but kind of smells good.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the hospital. Whenever I walk
yeah,
to the hospital,
yes,
I can't
yeah,
decide
yeah.
if there's something that makes me want to eat or throw up.
Yes, absolutely.
It's one of those
it's
two,
got, it's got
but
that.
It's right on the cusp of those two things.
Those stagnant
it smells
smells.
Delicious or like
stagnant
terrible.
Smells that sit here, they just
yeah.
nest.
Yeah.
And you're just like
you go home and an hour later, you're like, I really want a cheeseburger. God damn it.
Why is it still
it's
in my
still
nose?
There.
Yeah.
It's still
that's,
there.
I can see that. I hope it doesn't taste like it smells.
It should not taste. It should be very, very... Very sweet,
okay.
A little bit of citrus there, and then on the back end, it should have a pretty pronounced bitterness.
My tongue is crazy right now. I need to clean it out.
Oh, I guess.
Like, mainly it's just sweet and then just dank.
It smells like a double IPA. That's like...
Sweet and then dank, earthy, super dark, bitter flavors.
I can see what you're doing with the baby powder, though.
It's like very like heavy, very dry.
Yeah, super dry.
I like this.
Very dry. Which is why I thought that you would like it, because it is...
Yeah, this is up my alley.
It's dry as hell.
It's rare to get that...
I'm the only one who has
tasted yet. It's rare to get that heaviness with the dryness, because the dryness is usually a little bit lighter. Like, it doesn't sit quite as heavy on your tongue.
Yeah.
But it stays
that's
with
good.
You, but...
It's good. I really wish that they would have a little bit more in terms of, like, flavor an aroma for it. But it's really difficult to come to have that come through with the booze.
Alcohol.
Like,
yeah, without
it's,
throwing
you just
off,
smell
so.
You just smell booze, and by the time that you have a beer that's sat long, like with a beer that's
it doesn't
this,
taste boozy.
It's very drinkable to me.
That's 10%,
90 IBUs.
It's very drinkable. 10%?
Yeah.
That's insane.
It definitely tastes like 90 IBUs.
It's high.
I would drink this. Like, a torpedo tastes stronger than this to me.
It is dry hopped.
That's because this is I was, yep.
Yeah.
It's because it's dry hopped.
It is dry hopped.
Yeah. The torpedo is more in your face. That's
yeah,
warmer.
That's what they,
that's what they
you
go
know
for.
Why it's called torpedo, right?
I don't.
Because they go ahead, Jeff.
No, I'll let you.
Wait.
They have
like
a they have a device that pretty much
Hop Rocket.
Yeah.
Hop Rocket. It's so they have this device, it's a canister that has hops that go inside it, but this would be like on a massive
scale. Oh, is
massive
that like when
scale.
They suck the beer like straight through the hops?
Yeah, so they take like whole cone hops, so like
okay.
those big leafy
yeah.
buds,
mm-hmm.
throw those in there, and then hook it up in between point A and point B. And as it is transferred from A to B, it's jettisoned through this canister that has all of these like leafy pellets in it.
Yeah.
And the beer just goes through and picks up all of that lupulin,
wow.
like
yeah.
all of those like crazy flavors, aromas, with no bitterness. It doesn't contribute
oh,
to bitterness
wow.
at all. It's just flavor and aroma. So the bitterness from hops only comes whenever there's heat.
From the boil.
Yes,
it's from
exactly.
the first couple
exactly.
minutes, yeah.
So the... I don't want to go into super... super in-depth, but yeah.
We
could nerd out right now, but we're not going to.
Just to let you know, first and foremost, I assume this is going to be on the same network as the rest of the podcast.
That's name redacted, yes.
And pretty much our philosophy on the network is...
Nerd out.
Nerd out as hard as you can.
Is okay, that, well, you see, the alpha acids versus the isomerized alpha acids. Alpha acids begin to be isomerized whenever they're introduced to 212 degrees and above. They isomerize with the heat, and that's what actually creates the bitterness units. They actually begin to produce those bitter flavors, which is why you add the hops during the boil. You add them at like right whenever you start boiling, and the longer that you boil, the more bitter that you get. Only up to about 120 minutes. After 120 minutes worth of boiling, then you no longer contribute to the bitterness of the beer.
But when you contribute to the bitterness, you're losing all of your aroma.
Yes, because all of
those
just goes right
off. Know. Okay.
The aromas, the different hydrocarbons and fluorocarbons.
So ancient aliens right now.
So you're
already there.
The hydrocarbons and the fluorocarbons and all of those different the oxidized fraction they
you
wind
can't
up
forget about
they,
the oxidized fraction.
Yeah, the oxidized fraction and the sulfur fraction, they actually become very volatile, which means that only through a couple of minutes within the boil the turbulent nature of the boil as those bubbles are coming through, they're actually
right.
taking those aromatics and they're throwing them into the
so
air.
Like if
they're getting them out of the beer, so you have the bitterness without the aroma, without the flavor.
So as like homebrewers, when you first throw those hops in and you just smell all of that aroma coming right off as soon as you throw those hops in,
yeah,
it's already being volatilized. Like that's your aroma. It's just up a stack. It's gone.
Like I said earlier.
So you added drink the last couple minutes. Is that that's how you keep all of the sulfur fractions and everything inside of your beer, so they're not being induced by the heat and flying off.
Yep.
Huh.
Non sequitur. What happens when you Snapchat Team Snapchat? Is somebody like watching all of those Snapchats?
just one person that's there for 8 hours a day. Like, God damn it, my phone's blowing up! Slow it down, people!
Damn,
I only have two eyes and one thumb. Two thumbs. Got two thumbs.
This is really enjoyable.
No, I would totally. I enjoy this. This was a good pick.
I wish.
This is awesome. I like this.
I wish it had a little bit more of a bold flavor.
Oh,
I wish
Christ.
It had more aroma.
He wants some bottom. Joe wants some bottom.
See,
that's
this has got this. See, to me, this has too much bottom and not enough forefront.
See,
to
okay.
me, whenever I sip it, like it tastes. I taste sweet malt and booze, and then on the finish, I just have like a dry, dank, earthy bitterness. But there's not really much depth there. It's just bitterness. Like I want more of like a citrusy, grassy.
I don't know, I get a lot of grassy kind of...
Joe, you're looking for a little more grain, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what you want.
Who's more malt? Who's more sweet?
But...
It is malty, but it's not very grainy.
I like it, though. Like, I would drink this way too fast, and I would make really bad decisions.
Yeah! Yes, I'm gonna be in the oven.
I don't know if I would drink this. This is kind of a wine beer to me.
Really? No, not for me. I would just go through it. I would kill it.
I would not chug this.
I mean, I wouldn't chug it.
I think if I put this back too fast, I would feel it initially.
Yeah. You'd be like, wait.
And I wouldn't. I would burn a little. I would burn through it. I wouldn't chug it.
Get a little heat in the chest, a little high alcohol.
Yeah, a little of that.
A little burn
the sugar chest.
Yeah, you get that a little bit.
When I drink stuff like this, I don't think with my palate. I think with my head.
You think alcohol?
Yeah, that's exactly delicious. Yeah, that's exactly what I think.
I will say, I'm probably about halfway through my glass right now. I'm just now starting to get a little alcohol flavor.
I get the lingering bitterness.
And see, I search for that bitterness, but I don't get it until I've had enough.
Can you taste the percentage?
No.
The ABV?
I can. Easily. You can smell
can
it.
Can you?
And you can get
the first few sips I had, I wasn't... No, the smell, absolutely. But
taste?
Just like the
yeah.
raw taste,
you get it right
I was
beginning.
Not getting any ABV until like
but
3 or 4
But when I'm searching for like ABV like that, I expect more of a hoppiness.
No, but you gotta think about it like a... think about like liquor. You get a little liquor taste.
And I have to go down that spectrum, but
taste,
I don't.
Try
the thing,
some, try
the thing about high alcohol beers is you can get more hoppiness flavor in a lower alcohol beer.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it with
right, because the alcohol is not
sugar to water.
Bitter per
yeah.
se.
You can
it
has
only,
a finite amount of space.
You can only get so much in there before it's still
that space
not
is
dissolved.
Compensated for.
Yeah,
it's already spoken for.
Makes sense, but it's just hard to
get a lot of hop bitterness in something that's already high alcohol.
Yeah.
So they really have to like hop the fuck out of it.
Yeah, which is why like something like a barley wine the.
I like a good barley wine.
Ooh. We need to do a barley wine tasting.
We need to do a barley wine tasting without an objection to do the
yeah,
next day.
Exactly. Exactly. And all of us have rides home.
Make all the mistakes on the floor.
Yeah, and make all the mistakes.
All the mistakes are made.
Exactly.
But,
I shit in my own pocket. I don't know how that happened.
That's just like drinking like every beer Weyerbacher's ever made.
This is really good. I really enjoyed this.
Because I'm
yeah.
just drinking
I'm glad you like it, man.
You brought it. Where's the bottle?
It's right
for you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking over there.
This is very good.
Yeah.
It's delicious, man. The Ballast Point is the brewery, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's the Ballast Point
Dorado.
Ballast Point actually makes one of the highest rated IPAs,
Sculpin.
The
okay.
Sculpin. And then they've got like 16 different variations on Sculpin, and they're all fucking delicious.
It's 10%. That's crazy.
Grapefruit Sculpin.
No, right? That's what I'm saying. Okay. Let me rephrase a little bit, Jeff. I can taste the alcohol.
But I can't
taste
10%. I can't taste 10%.
Yeah.
It tastes like
I can get the
10%. I
think
it's like an 8.
I think that a lot of that winds up coming from the fact that it is a IPA or a double IPA.
Yeah,
so
it's
that,
very bitter.
It winds up getting masked by a lot of the other things that are going on in the beer.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much going on that
I just get it as the initial just like right there on the tongue. You're like,
yeah.
this is high alcohol.
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from, but
that's
with,
not how
I see
you
the,
like.
I see the label and I see the ABV and I'm like, oh, this is going to be like, wham.
Yeah. This is going to be boozy as hell.
Yeah.
It's going to taste hot and there's no
that.
Heat there.
There
is, really
is
not
is
much
boozy.
Heat.
I think it's a bit boozy.
But it's really good.
But a lot of people look for that boozy character. And that, it winds up,
like that.
I think that
especially
the boozy character.
Palates.
Yes.
Such
I think
as myself,
the,
I would say that, I mean, I'm not unexperienced, but
like Jeff, my buddy that I was telling you about that has the beer cellar, like that's what he drinks. He drinks boozy as shit, like super high grav imperial, like double imperial
so
stouts.
So he's
like,
into like the liquor beer. He
yeah.
likes the.
Oh yeah, we had
that's
a
the burning sensation.
BrewDog's Tactical Nuclear Penguin. I don't
okay.
know if you've ever heard of that before.
I have.
Who's left?
That's like
is it me and Nils.
Yeah. Cheers.
18 or 19% ABV, like, but to me, like, it tastes like liqueur,
wine.
Like,
yeah.
Not even wine, I like, it's so unbelievably so sweet, it almost tastes like a raisin liqueur.
So sweet like that, too?
It's very unbelievable, well, it has to be, like, you have to have something that's going to be super, super sweet so that you can provide enough nutrition for the yeast to produce
that's
that
true.
Level
that's true.
Of...
With a good recipe, though, you could balance it out.
Yeah.
And just... Put enough yeast in it to kind
I've never had.
But you
well, even
have
with the,
to make sure that You don't kill the yeast
because
also,
of the alcohol.
Also, it doesn't have to be so sweet because you could be using more of like a carbohydrate sugar.
Now, I've heard
right?
of this beer.
I may be talking out of my ass here. I don't know.
So the next beer is one from Natty Brains. This is our
Freedom
seasonal.
Freedom.
This is our Freedom IPA.
Today is America Day.
So today is Independence Day.
I've heard good things.
I don't know why I didn't need to cleanse my palate.
So
I know
this
what this
is
like.
This is dry hop with independence.
I think it's Centennial, Apollo, and I can't remember the third one that it's dry hop with, but there's a lot of dry hop in this thing.
Okay.
It's probably...
Sounds fun.
I think like 50 pounds, if not more.
Really?
We actually just...
We don't really have, like, a benchmark for that.
Yeah.
it's dry out with 18 ounces. We're like, whoa.
Yeah. We don't know.
Whoa! Not 18 ounces!
18
ounces
and 30 gallons!
If that was weed, that'd be a lot of money!
Okay, so before we drink this, I just want to point out that the marketing, because that's what I do, I'm a marketing guy, it claims bold and hoppy and forward... Tangy and complex.
Tangy.
So I'm going to look for all those things that...
Chinook.
It's
Apollo
Centennial classified
Chinook.
As.
And
see
it
if
is...
I can point them out. Because a poorly marketed bottle is poorly marketed beer.
It is...
One of the most interesting conversations that we ever had in class was what is defined as craft beer and what is defined as good beer.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my points was... I want it to taste like what the bottle says it
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
So if it says that like you're going to be picking out notes of this and this and points of this and this and it's going to taste like this, I want it to be exactly what the fucking bottle says.
Exactly.
I want it to taste like what you described it to me as.
Because, I'm not even going to drink yet. I just want to look at this bottle again for a moment. A lot of the people that buy this beer will look at the bottle. Especially if they've never
mm-hmm.
drank it before.
Yep.
They want to see...
I mean, that's the first thing that anybody's going to look
yeah.
at. Like, unless you're blind.
I mean, you see freedom. You look at this bottle, you see freedom.
I don't know how many blind people...
Yeah, like,
somebody
oh.
else might rate it to them.
Damn right. Freedom. Okay.
Freedom.
Sure.
Damn
right. It's American!
American IPA.
And then,
an American
yeah.
IPA.
And then you see American IPA. That's where your eyes are drawn.
Yeah.
When you look at this bottle. You can see
and then
red.
It says India Pale
it's in
Ale.
Red.
American IPA. India Pale Ale.
Yeah, and you don't look at
American IPA.
You don't look at
that.
Hop
the fuck out of it.
Yeah, I would look at that. I would say American
it...
IPA, Freedom, American IPA.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I look at.
Natty Greens, Freedom, American IPA.
Yeah,
that's
I wouldn't even look at Natty Greens first.
Yeah, it is a little bit understated in terms of, well, the Freedom is a much bigger font.
The Freedom
and then
is
the American IPA
freedom.
Is bright white font on stark, like, red background.
Right there is what you look at when you get that bottle. It's like this right in the middle. You wouldn't even
this
look at Natty Greens.
This is one of my favorite, like, labels, by the way.
Okay, so I've had the Freedom several dozen times.
I've never had it before.
Have you? This is really your first time drinking it? No way.
I've heard good things.
So you're about to take your first sip right now.
Yep.
Do it.
All right. Down with Britain.
So we just recently started to just use 2-row for this.
Just
2-row.
Wow, so it's essentially a smash beer,
so
but not a single hop.
So they took care of hell out.
Joe, what
do
you think?
So now it's just straight up 2-row.
I was expecting better.
Okay.
But it's good. It's
be honest, they've been having a little bit of problems with attenuation.
I think that description
is it sweet
is inaccurate.
No. Not as sweet as I was expecting.
It should be a little sweet. It's not fully attenuating.
I would not have said tangy.
Have said tangy. Bold, I would go with that. Hop forward.
I think it's grassy.
Maybe.
It's
grassy,
yes.
It could be much more hot.
Complex.
It is grassy.
It says complex, and that's the last thing it says on the bottle. And I would give it that.
I don't think it's complex. I'm kind of getting... What's the flavor? There's one flavor in specific that's kind of...
I get grass.
It's...
I was expecting
a
lot
a,
more hot
like
forward.
Almost like a wild onion...
Onion or vegetable.
Like a chive flavor?
Yeah. Yep.
Onion.
Comes
yeah.
from comes from a few varietals of
that's
hops
what I get
will come with like a like almost like a wild onion or garlic flavor.
Yeah. It tastes honestly
Stones
like,
some of Stones
when
beers.
When I drink this,
yeah.
It tastes like French onion dip.
You ever have a Summit IPA?
Yes.
I have not.
And it's just straight onion and garlic.
Yeah.
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 Every time.
I do get the onion.
Yeah. It's onion and vegetative.
Yeah.
grassy.
It is good.
It's See, it's so like I think that there's a very thin line between a grassy flavor and that
wild onion
garlic. Like I think that it's
I agree with that.
There's a very 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 thin margin.
I'm just not getting
those
the,
two.
I'm not getting the greenness.
Yeah.
I know that's a weird adjective.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, grassy is a very, very, very common word.
But it said tangy on the bottle, and
I think that the tangy is the onion tang.
Yeah,
but
like
when
the,
you
it,
say
it's,
tangy,
you
think I
think
more of like
most
a
of
fruit
like the
tang.
So like most of the descriptors that they have here, especially with it just being a 2-row base, all of the descriptors are
I'm
going
not
to
sure
become.
This one is. We just recently started going 2-row.
Okay,
so it did have caramel.
So this
that
may be an
caramel.
Old recipe.
It could be,
but either way, like the flavors and the descriptors that they use are mainly going to be, especially in an IPA, they're going to be
the
in
hops.
Reference to the hops and the hop flavor. So, like,
not
you're not really thinking, like, you've got to think in terms of a hop flavor and not necessarily what your palate is. In, like, you think tangy and you think of, like, a Sour
Pineapple.
Patch Kid or, like, like something
to
like...
To an extent,
a
yes.
A fruit along those lines. And you can't, like, it's really hard to impart that specific flavor into a hop, like it's just kind of like a suggestion that it's the best way of describing that particular flavor, but it might not necessarily be the most apt way of describing
well,
that
it's flavor. A more accessible term.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah, I agree.
And if you describe it as saying like, oh, it's very onion or garlic or
people
vegetative,
like,
people are like, oh,
I don't
fuck.
Want an onion
I don't,
beer.
And people that know better, like the beer snobs are going to hear that and they're going to think like, oh, off flavors. Like that's not supposed to be there.
Right.
When...
That is just the attribute to that hop.
Yeah, like that's just kind of what like
off.
you hear people talk about like some beers have a little bit of like an or like IPAs will have like a ammonia or a cat piss,
aroma
or flavor to them, and that's actually that comes from the hop. It's just a naturally occurring flavor,
right. And it's not
necessarily like it's not like you're drinking kitty litter, but it's the most similar thing that. You can attribute it to, but at the same time, like you have to think of it. It's still in like
tastes like cat piss.
I brewed a cat piss IPA. I called it the cat piss IPA.
That's a great name.
It was straight Citra.
Yeah,
and Nelson Sauvin.
No, Citra and Nelson Sauvin. So it had like some tropical notes there, but like it was mainly the Citra flavors, which have like a really lemony. Grassy citrus flavor, but it also has this kind of odd like ammonia back note there that anybody that's been around a box of kitty litter is like this like that's
but
phenomenologically that's what you attribute it to. As soon as you smell that, it's the closest thing that you've ever experienced to that flavor, so you think like, oh, that's what that is.
Yeah,
but some makes sense, like if you've ever taken like a fresh like Cascade hop, and you just rip it up and smell it, straight grapefruit.
Well, there's also like a weird
one.
It's awesome. It's great.
It's fantastic. We touched a little bit on like the flit, like the sense that you smell that you can't determine if they're good or bad. There's when you get those smells, and then you taste something with that smell, there has a tendency for the taste to take more of the. This tastes good side of it than there is the this tastes bad side of it, right? So like those weird, like the hospital smell, right? If you taste something that has like the hospital smell.
The medicinal.
Yeah, it generally has a better taste to it than not.
And
I know
it's
that's
all
a
about
very
like,
weird
that's
and abstract explanation, but.
And it's also weird because you have to like put all these different hops together. You kind of have to figure out how they play well with each other, and which comes out more often than none. Are you want Indian or choo-choo train?
This is the smallest smoke rings I've ever seen. He's so good at this.
You really are.
I smoked hookah for a long time.
So today we have had an American IPA,
which is
a Belgian blonde.
A Belgian blonde.
A Brett IPA.
A Brett IPA.
And a Imperial Oatmeal Stout brewed with coffee.
Homebrewed.
I would have to say
We've run the gamut.
We have.
The Freedom's Promo.
Does anybody have
who wants
picks?
To go with their pick? Who wants to
say the picks out of these?
Who's your favorite beer?
I think that most people are going to side with the same thing. I think.
I like the Brett was mine.
Yep. Gonna go with that.
I would go with the double IPA.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would.
Nice.
I really enjoyed it.
I'd have to say the Brett.
The Brett.
Yeah.
Jeff, do you have any picks for people to try?
Picks to try?
Yeah, like beers you would recommend.
I liked the Brett, though.
I mean, I liked all
I would
of
say
them,
one of my go-tos, if no one has ever tried it, which is, I doubt no one's ever tried it, but I would say go with the Two Hearted.
Bell's Two
Hearted.
My only issue with them was their whole litigation issue that they had.
My
they
other problem is that Spring Garden Pizza closed and you can't get it for $1.50 anymore.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Well, you can still get it for $2 at Jake's.
You know
Hops?
You can.
Well, Hops Burger Bar is?
Yes.
It used
to
be Spring
Garden
Pizza.
Pizza.
Dude,
yeah.
Every Thursday it was like $1.50, $1.75 craft beer.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Jeez.
So, in terms of beers to try, you said that you like a good Saison.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never had Boulevard's Tank 7.
Okay.
Tank 7
is
my favorite.
It is
really good.
That was the first Saison I ever had.
It is unbelievable, and it is dangerous.
Fantastic.
We'll go get it together one day. I like that.
We
can do that. It's really good.
It will get you in trouble.
Okay.
Because it is unbelievably light, crisp, just delicious. And it's 8%, and you would never, ever, ever,
no, it's
ever,
very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
So we've done 5 sessions today.
Yeah.
Are we doing one more, or are we going
to
call it?
I think we're going to call it, because
I got to
get ready to head out.
Got a baseball game to go to.
I'm going to be... This is the first podcast we've done, and I'm just going to say, this is a lowbrow pick. But if you've never had the Brooklyn Lager, try the Brooklyn Lager.
Oof. Brooklyn's Black Chocolate Stout is one of my all-time...
Absolutely fucking amazing.
All-time
really
favorite
good.
Beers. If you've never had that...
I'm not sure. I might have...
It's very good.
That is another one that is, like, for the money, it's one of the best beers that you can buy, period.
Mm.
Like, end of story.
I'm sure it's like $10 for a six-pack or something.
Not even $10.
Not
it's
even?
$7.99 $7.99 for a four-pack, rated 100 on Rate Beer, rated like a 98 on Beer Advocate, 10% ABV... It's sweet, viscous, boozy, malty, chocolate, coffee.
It's
everything
good.
You want.
Everything,
yeah,
everything that you said that you really, really, really like.
To the point where
stout.
It's so rich that after you finish half of it, you almost want to tap out. Like,
so
it's
very, it is
very rich.
To me, it tastes very, very similar to Sexual Chocolate.
You have
but,
my number?
Huh?
You have my number?
I do not.
Text me. I'll give you my number. Like,
see.
You've
we
never
were.
Had that beer?
No, I have not.
Oh my god! Brooklyn's Black Chocolate
is
that still is one of my like.
Yeah,
it's
seasonal.
That's still one of my
it's seasonal.
It's good.
Oh wait, it comes out. I think it comes out the fall.
It comes out late fall,
October,
late fall, heading towards like the early winter months, and it's the best winter beer that you're
it's
gonna
really
have.
It's really fucking
good. Joe. If your pick's not what I think it is, I'm gonna be disappointed in you.
Oh boy,
no
pressure.
Your pick last night, wasn't it? It was the universal pick on the podcast last night. We drank a six-pack.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what
I
was
going to yes.
say.
I know what it is.
That's exactly what I was
this is
say.
The most dangerous beer out on the market right now.
At the moment, yeah. And it's booming. It's crazy.
It's so good. It's made by Drink 4.
It is.
It's the people who make Four Locos. Did you know that?
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes.
Not Your Father's Root Beer.
So, fun fact about Not Your Father's Root Beer. Are you aware that they make a Not Your Father's 10?
Yes, I do.
Have you
had a 20?
They make a
20. Yeah.
They make a 20?
They make a 20.
I didn't even know that.
Is horrifying.
You're right. It's dangerous as fuck.
That is.
Wow.
Is,
trust me, I've looked into it.
That is scary.
Because
yeah,
you wanted to get
Jeff,
some for your
wedding.
Yeah.
Jeff, once again, going back to
that's
the respiratory
wedding.
Therapist, he's got
that's a
couple,
great wedding.
He's got a couple bottles of the tin that he got whenever they released it at the brewery. And he's just got them sitting down in his cellar. Like
it's 5.6.
5.6, exactly.
Yeah.
For
the
regular
one. For
the
regular.
Standard.
And then the 10 is 10. And the 20 is apparently
dangerous.
Scary
as
fuck.
Don't catch me lying.
Which you
I'm pretty
get
sure
in
they
state.
Make that, but you cannot get it in North Carolina.
No.
You can't get it in North Carolina because the cap is like 14 to 15%.
I think it's 15.
Because
you can't get the 120 here.
You can't,
you can't
even
you can't get the 120, but you can get. I just saw they started carrying Avery's Samael, which is their oak aged strong ale.
You need
to
go
like
to the liquor store, dude. You need to go to the liquor store and tell them to order that.
Liquor store can't buy it.
Liquor store can't buy it?
No,
it's
not
beer.
Liquor. It's beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like liquor stores can't carry mixers without alcohol in them.
Yep.
They can't sell, like, margarita mix that doesn't have alcohol.
Already made in it.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they have to sell mixers
just
with...
like the Kahlua mudslide shit they got there?
That is so...
already got
it already has
I just assumed anything over a certain percentage was just, like,
nope.
sold in the liquor store.
Yeah. Nope.
That's weird.
But, not your father's, if you haven't had it, and I'm sure most of the...
Can you order it?
Area?
Or is that illegal?
Not... No, what are you talking about?
Like
so,
through
the
mail? For the package?
Okay, so it's kind of a weird, nuanced law. In North Carolina, you cannot legally ship alcohol into the state. However, you can ship lava lamps and pickles.
Yep. That is a thing.
That is the thing. You will talk to, like, a lot of the beer traders.
That's
Jeff is a huge beer trader. He gets most of his beers imported to him, and he does not receive beer ever in the mail. However, he does receive a lot of go-kart parts. It's just... Or if you want to... If you're not okay with, like, bold-faced lying and you just want to, like, slightly equivocate, you can say they're yeast samples, which isn't completely a lie. It's not entirely false. It's not entirely false to say I'm receiving yeast samples. It just so happens there's a lot of other shit in there. There's a little bit of yeast.
And a lot
there,
of beer.
And, but, yeah, like, you'll see, like, people will tell you, like, you go onto, like, beer trading forums,
yeah.
like, don't ship beer, but hey, ship lava lamps and pickles and go-kart parts. That, like, those are the three most common things. Like, I don't understand why it's those specifically. I guess
lava lamps are capped the same way beer is, so the process of shipping is
Yeah, they do.
Similar.
They're corked.
Yeah,
they're
like,
they're capped.
They've got the beer caps on them, That is...
So that was a good... That was a really good pick. That's
bizarre.
Very dangerous beer. It tastes just like root beer.
It's
good.
Awesome.
It's,
I had
I
like
want
seven
I
want
to have a root beer.
I want a bloat. A bloat.
Yes.
A buddy of mine, every year around this time, he has bloat parties.
Yeah.
And he has a competition at his house where everyone, like, whenever you show up, the point of the party is you've got to pick a beer and an ice cream and pair them together. And then you make a root beer float or a beer float with the ice cream and the beer. And, the like, everybody at the party votes, and the winner gets a prize or, like, a trophy or bragging rights or whatever.
Me and Jeff did a vanilla bourbon stout one time
that
we did with a vanilla bean ice cream.
Yeah, that's we brewed it.
Yeah,
we brewed
a vanilla bourbon stout.
It was good.
Last time that they had it, the winner was actually... Surprising enough, it was a Blue Moon with a tart orange sherbet, and like the
really
flavors
good.
Just like that they complemented each other
absolutely
perfectly.
That's outside of the box.
When I first started drinking, I was a really big Blue Moon drinker, and now it's kind of hard.
First time I ever drank Blue Moon, I was 15 years old, and I had a certain idea as to what beer should taste like. So I had. Everybody told me to, like, put a slice of orange in there, and then I tried it, and was like, this isn't nearly as sweet as I thought it would be, so I put, like, 3 tablespoons of honey in it, and I had, like, 3 or 4 of them, and then I threw up all over my best friends.
Honey would be good in a Blue Moon.
Not that much.
They do make a honey wheat.
They do make a honey wheat, but yeah, apparently got shit-faced.
You just thought beer was supposed to be sweet.
I thought that like, whenever I looked at a beer, I saw this, like, dark, like, orangish-reddish hue to it and thought, like, that looks like it's... like I just had this certain, like, idea...
Tastes like a crush.
...as to what beer should taste like, and, like, I wanted to make it taste like that, so...
Nice.
Like, a little bit of citrus and then a lot of sweet. And I'm gonna keep...
Shock Top?
I used to love Shock Top, and I can't stand it now.
I'm the same.
I
would drink Blue Moon before I drink Shock Top now.
Yeah.
Pyramid's Apricot Ale. If you're gonna try one of those beers, that is my favorite in terms of like
God,
lawnmower beer.
Pineapple beer I had.
A lawnmower beer?
Is that what you
said?
Lawnmower beer. Yeah.
Oh,
like what you drink while you're mowing the lawn?
Yes.
Yes.
Like
it's
you're hot. You're thirsty. You want a beer. That is the most unbelievably,
I had a beer the other day,
specifically,
like pineapple juice.
A Pyramid's Apricot Ale poured into a tulip glass.
Okay,
and it's just.
I think we're hitting the end.
Yeah.
So cheers.
Cheers.
And
I'm getting beer in my glass. We will do this again.
Yeah.
Probably next time we'll be.
Not for us. We're choosing the listeners, Joe.
Next
Sorry.
Time it will probably be more one stylistic.
Mm-hmm.
so we'll hit that style, talk about things about that style.
Or we might follow brands. It'll probably be themes.
Yeah. And then we'll talk more about that.
I think if we do, like, if we do pick, like, a style, then we should pick a style and then each one of us pick up, like two, maybe two 12 ounces, because we're splitting them a 12 ounce amongst four
people.
Yeah, we'll
go to Total Wine or wherever,
just grab two 12 ounces of that style and then go around and do, like, a round circle kind of tasting to get some different people's viewpoints and ideas, and
we'll get, you know, get some history behind the styles.
So and maybe
we all like anyway.
Maybe
it's
buy
a good choice.
Maybe buy one of them like for yourself to try it beforehand.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that
so
you can you, so that you bring well, and not only that, but even
but you have
this
tasting
terrible,
notes to bring.
You,
with
yeah,
you.
You bring
you already
like,
know about
so
the
yeah. So like whenever I tasted this the first time, I got the, a lot of hints of this and this and this and this and this, and you guys can kind of see what you think. You know, what you get from it.
Yeah,
I like
cool.
So, do we have a sign off?
Signing off. I'm the Brew Shaman.
I'm Chris Beer, apparently.
Chris
right
Beer.
That.
Chris Nielsen.
Chris Nielsen.
I'm Joe Bear Beer.
Bears. He's the Bears.
Bears. The Beers.
The Beers.
The Beers.
The Beers.
And Justin.
Yep.
Justin
yep.
Butler Beer. Justin Butler Beer.
Justin Yep.
Justin. Right. Justin Yep.
Cheers.
Drink up.
Cheers.